wanna be your superhero, or even if I tumble fall.
Hey, 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 welcome back. It's Tuesday. My name is Joe.
And I'm Carolyn.
And you are, in fact, listening to the Carolyn and Joe Show, suckers.
We have a special guest.
That's right.
Very special.
Our friend James couldn't make it yet, or so we speak, but we think we got the next best thing. We've been searching for this, guys. We've been searching for this man forever. We've even talked about him on the show. I'm not sure if you've listened to it.
That's right.
But we'll start this again. I don't know if you know how the circle goes.
It's the infamous
circle. But my name is Joe.
I'm Carolyn.
And I'm Mike, the next best thing, Bovey.
That's right. Welcome to the show, sir.
Thank
Welcome,
you,
man.
How are we doing?
We're rocking.
We're doing okay.
Excellent.
You ever get that?
Appreciate you having me on.
It's been pretty crazy because, like, I don't know, this sort of happened really, really super fast because
I don't even know how this is possible. I'm going to go straight out and say that this moment right here is a miracle.
This is a miracle. This is
you one gave, of God's miracles.
Bovey, you gave us a Christmas miracle, man.
And I appreciate the kind sentiments. It means a lot. I
so
get
like,
out every
where
once
did
in a
you
while.
Pick this guy up from? Like the bowling alley or something?
It was a corner of 10th and North in D.C.
Okay.
So just so you guys...
How much are we paying him for this?
Not that much.
Came at a high
how
cost.
How much are you worth, Bobby?
Depends
your,
on the client.
Name your price.
$25-$30.
So just for you guys who, I guess, haven't caught on yet, Mike Bovey is a really good friend back from high school, which is pretty much a majority of the people that are on this show. But I feel like me specifically, I don't know about Carolyn, but I feel that Bovi, you are the missing piece of the guest list that I wanted to have on
this,
man. Everyone that I've wanted to have on the show, I've had except for you.
Sure.
We've went as far as
you're
to
like buried treasure that we just discovered. We just discovered.
Did you, Bovi, know? You gave me a phone number probably like maybe 4 or 5 years ago that I still had on my phone, and that we actually called that phone. We actually called that number several times live on the air.
Wow, no way.
Oh, who's that? Is that James?
I don't know. We'll see.
We need to get constant updates from James.
Apparently, guys. Yeah, he's
he is.
James
MIA.
Is unfortunately.
He is. What does this say? It might be racist in a way from the way he spelled it. But it says, he said, all right, yo.
Huh.
How do you, Bobby, how would you pronounce that name with an H? All
right, yo.
I think he said Haji.
Haji's, yeah.
What is Haji? Is that
you know, Johnny Quest?
No, I don't know what that
Simpson,
is.
Simpson, Salaboom.
Oh, wait, so like, did that guy hit him?
Probably.
A car accident?
Probably.
See, James got in a car accident, so, you know, he's running a bit late, but hopefully he'll be here. If not in this episode, maybe in the next episode we record, which will be right after this, and you can listen to it next week. But anyway.
Wait, let me text in return.
No texting.
What? I need to respond.
You don't have any texting sound effects?
Bum, 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 bum.
So I'm going to just sort of bypass the normal questions, Bovey, of like, oh, where have you been? What have you been up to? Because I don't want to be like that guy. Because you know when you run into like all these people you
like
haven't seen.
Like a reunion.
Yeah, and they're always like, so what have you been up to?
Gotcha.
I really like...
Plus, it's not that interesting anyway.
It might be, because we can draw a pretty good story out here. Well, and I always do these hand motions.
Let's go
things.
Back to the moment that I last remember of Bovey was us like looking for nachos late at night, and like Target was closed, and we used to get nachos at like Target and Walmart. I don't even think they have nachos at Walmart anymore.
Couldn't tell you.
But anyway, that was like my craving. Like I crave like cheesy, crappy nachos.
Sure.
You know, it's like my vice.
And
other people smoke or drink, but I like cheese crap nachos. Okay. Anyway.
Right. I can hear your voice changing there. that was interesting.
What? It's been acting like super strange. Well, should I explain the voice?
No, go on with your nachos.
Anyway,
we'll go into that later.
Anyway, just so you know, I'm losing my voice. But I hope it sounds sexy. It either sounds sexy or I'm going to die. So you determine.
A dying voice would sort of be like,
that's how it was earlier.
Tell him I love you.
I was like kind of Bob Dylan-ish, but like a sexy Bob Dylan. If you can imagine. I don't know. It's hard for me to
say that Bob Dylan's not sexy.
Well,
he's very
know.
Sexy.
Yeah, he is very sexy. But anyway, so we're on this quest to get nachos.
Sure.
It was a really hardcore quest.
It was really, because I like really wanted it.
And we used to go to
Target.
We used to go to Target.
I was like a pregnant lady wanting some crazy food.
That's okay. I think we've all been a pregnant lady wanting food at some point.
Tough times in our lives.
Especially for me back in the day.
And how come pregnant ladies, you always hear that they crave like pickles and ice cream?
Yeah, I mean, that's, yeah.
Like, is that together?
I'll find out, I guess.
You know?
So we gotta try some pickles and ice cream then one of these
days. Is
that
together, though, or just, like, separate, different cravings?
It's gotta be together.
Probably together.
That's freaky. Well, anyway, my vice is nachos.
Sure,
so, you know, I love them. Yeah. So anyway, so we're driving around, and then, like, one of us, I forget who, but we're just like, let's go to the bowling alley. They might have some
because
nachos there.
Because I remember the bowling, I haven't been there in a long time, but I remember bowling alley having those just, like, on the mark.
Yep.
You know, just like that down and dirty richness.
Yeah, I just love dirty, down and dirty, dirty nacho cheese. Dirty nacho cheese. It's hot. Anyway, so like, we like it. It felt like a scene from a movie. We walked right in the doors, and then you come and greet us like as if you were expecting.
Do you remember that?
Like it was like this.
Bobby, do you remember that?
I didn't at first, but when you mentioned coming to the bowling alley and I wasn't there with you at first, yes, I actually do vaguely remember this. Now I don't remember a lot of. You know, 5 to 10 years ago for various reasons. But yes, I actually do remember that.
Yeah,
that's pretty wild.
It felt like a moment, you know, in a movie where you see like the hot girl walking towards you with her hair blowing. That was you.
No, that's not how I was thinking.
But it felt like, you know how when you like just walk right in and then like you were there and I was like.
Yeah, yeah. Except that you were the hot girl walking in, but you weren't the hot girl coming from me. You were with your boy. So.
No, but like.
But I see where you're going.
But you know what? The paths crossed.
Time did.
Sure. Like,
time did slow down when you walked in.
Yeah, like,
that's my superpower, by the way.
It was like kind of like slow motion, and you were just like, hey guys, what's up? And I'm like, I'm like, well, I know who you are, but I wasn't like, who the hell are you? But I was just like, what? I was kind of like, at one point, like, really happy to see you, and then at the other point, like, super shocked, because I was like, this is like. Some like moment in life or something.
I hate to kind of, you know, crush the whole moment, but you know.
You're like, I don't remember.
No. I wasn't going there.
It was all a dream.
Wasn't going there with that. It's just, you know, I was there so often, you know, you could have probably picked any day.
Yeah,
probably
I know, right?
Seen me,
no,
so.
But see, I
know.
I didn't. That's where
no,
I spent
I knew,
most of
but
my
the
life.
Funny thing is, when, like, okay, I have, like, this precog ability.
Sure.
Even the funniest thing is when we were driving there, I was like, how much you want to bet Mike Bovey's there? And then you were there. So, like, I predicted that you would probably be there. And then at one point later on, like, okay, at one point later on, we were, like, wondering where you were, like, a year later or something.
Sure.
We're like, where's Mike Bovey? And I was like, go to the bowling alley.
Yeah, exactly.
I was like, I swear he's there, but we never, you know, we never went. But anyway, but.
I would have been there, though.
Yeah. So we ate our nachos. It took, like, what, a good 5 minutes, whatever. It doesn't take that long to eat it. And I was content, and I was like, hey, my craving's satisfied. I'm good. So then when you guys were. When we started heading out, you came up to us again. You were like, hey, how's it going? And then you and Joe exchanged numbers. And then that was the last time I remember seeing
you. Wow. That's probably the old cell phone number.
You want to know how far that this sort of side joke extended to? Probably like 3 months ago from this day. A guy that you might remember, name of Steve Buck.
Wow. Yep.
People at home don't know, but he sort of looks like the guy in Edward Scissorhands, like the blonde. You know what I mean? You know what I'm talking about?
That's actually dead on. That's dead on.
He looks like that guy with the leather jacket.
He lived
and he's
in my
like,
neighborhood. He had
don't
the,
touch her.
He had the bus stop next
but,
to me.
But basically, so on Facebook, he friended me. So I was like, cool, a friend, a friend.
Right on.
So I thought, like, his first message that he leaves on my page is going to be like, dude, how's it going? It's been a long time. I never really talked to him.
I know where this is going.
I never really talked to him. But so he was like, hey, where's Bovey? And
just totally bypassing you.
Yeah, bypassed me. But I didn't,
did you
like,
say
I
dick?
I didn't answer that. But you know what Carolyn did?
I wouldn't have.
You want to know what I did?
You know what Carolyn did? What'd you do, Carolyn?
I didn't even say where
said,
you were.
Do you have Bovey's number?
Yeah, he's like, where's Mike Bovey? Do you have his number, right? Okay,
she leaves a number. I was like, oh,
I Google, and I go, Bull America Burke, and I copy and paste that phone number, and I give it to Mike. I mean, I give it to Steve Buck.
It was amazing because it was amazing.
I was like, try this.
To me, I thought that like the actually seeing this as like a narrative form. I looked at it, and then like Carolyn just posts the number up there. So I was like, holy crap, that was fast.
I don't even say like this is Bull America or whatever. I mean, because I'm not gonna give away the joke.
Yeah.
But I just like here, try this number.
Now, do you know the backside of that story?
No, what happened?
It actually worked out really well.
Are you called that number?
Yeah, he called the number.
Got you.
And
I knew it.
Since I know everyone who works there, they got his phone number, left it at the desk. The next time I showed up, hey, by the way, somebody called for you.
I'm like a miracle worker.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm telling you, I'm a miracle
And I don't work there.
That is so incredible.
I'm connecting people one step at a time.
That's
amazing.
Man, that was freaking awesome.
It's unreal.
Oh my God. Yes,
trust me, it was unreal.
So were you happy to hear from him?
Absolutely. Awesome. Absolutely. Always happy to hear from people, you know?
See, if we ever needed Bovey, we could have just called the bowling alley.
Exactly. Not anymore, though.
We knew the connection all along.
Yep.
So. That's incredible. I mean, like, there's a few... I believe, Bovey, that you're the only person... Like, I bowled when I was younger.
Yeah.
But you're the only person that I know that is like, you know, you really, nothing against you, but you really love bowling. Tell me why, Bill, because there's some things, you know, there's certain things I like and things. What is something
likes
with bowling?
Balls.
Yeah, I mean, I can't. There's nothing like
holding
balls.
So does Kobe.
Balls with three holes in it.
That's right.
I mean, it does have a...
And lots of hardwood.
That's a good one.
Grease me up.
Like, I want to know, like, when you break it down, in all poetic justice, is there something that you're like, when you're young, you're like, bowling's fucking awesome, man. I need to freaking do bowling. What is that?
Well, I mean, look, I'm a buck 25. I'm not built to play any other sports, and it was a sport that I could go into and you know, totally control and dominate, and
you were pretty dominant. You dominated that.
I did.
Thing,
I did all right for myself. Yeah, but like, I mean, it's a different sport. There's no defense. It's the only sport with no defense.
Yeah.
A little side note, not to get you know serious and out of the comedy, but
whatever. We don't know. We don't care about comedy.
You know what I'm saying? But there's you know, it's just you and the ball. Yeah. You know?
See, that's what I find like pretty incredible
I love
about
balls.
That. Too.
Love them.
All right. I just want to bring this up. I know James will probably say this whenever he gets here, if he ever does get here. But there's a quote. Like we're almost building you. You're pretty much like this myth celebrity on the show, Bovey. And there's something that James always brings up out of the blue, and he's done this like several times in the past several years. And some random times he'll come up to me. He won't come up to me. He'll just start saying like, "Hey Joe, you remember when Bovey like yelled in the hallway, my nuts? They're big. Real big." There would just be times, Bovey, we would just quote you. He would just quote you, man. It was just...
I didn't know I was quotable. That's good to hear.
You're
like an urban legend.
Like, that's the thing is, like, you have James, in which all the fans at home are quoting him like crazy, but James quotes you, man. You know what I mean? It's like there's that... I don't know, but you didn't know it, but I just want you to know.
That's
that
good to hear.
You've been
that's
quoted
funny.
Like many times.
That's funny. Those are back in the day.
Even when you were saying like the word these,
yep.
But then you did the high pitch and these. You're like, these?
I can't even do it anymore.
I still have your D's. I still have your D's, man, somewhere. I have it. I know
it. It's numbered. You got the 69.
The poster?
Yeah,
or?
I got 69 of 100 or something. Like, it's a limited edition.
That's great.
Or was it 69 of 69? I can't remember.
I don't know now. It's, once again, you know, all those years
have
kind of blended
it's,
together.
It's signed. It's
fantastic.
It's archived.
Wow.
It's archived. In my folder, I have a folder. It was actually the one that I drew for the seniors that had... Like my Austin Powers thing, which I'm looking back on, I still
remember the class T-shirt thing.
Yeah,
how you got 69 on it. That was amazing.
Wait, the class T-shirt?
Yeah.
69.
What was the class T-shirt?
It was
the one that has like your name on the back, like a soccer.
It was like a big block of names, and then
it was
just
everybody's name.
A little 69 on the outside.
Did
it was really clever.
Who got the 69?
Did
you? Everyone did.
I designed
everyone
it.
Got
yeah,
a
she 60. Designed it. Everyone got a 69 on the back of their shirt. Yeah, it was great. Yeah.
67.
Yeah. 69.
You know what the way I did it, though? It's like one of those shitty...
It looks like a tribal...
Like Batista tattoo.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And like that's how I hit it.
Yeah, it was great.
And then I also did the folder that we got in the beginning of the year that said Lake Braddock on it.
Okay.
Anyway, but I have my personal high school folder, and it's somewhere... and D's Man is in there.
That's great.
And also
D's Man's classic.
And the other thing that's in there is Danny's t-shirt design, which was not selected, and it was pulled out of a competition because it was the Bruin that was chained down. Like our theme was like something like 2000 Leagues Under Sea because we were class of 2000, yeah. And he did a Bruin that was chained down to the bottom of the ocean, and a Bruin bear was our mascot. So
awesome.
It was like this, like, sorry Danny, wow. It was like this shitty illustrator drawing that you did.
That's great. But
it was like shitty in a good way, because like it was just really like done hastily, and it was the bear chain to the bottom of the ocean. Yes, and it got removed from competition, as from what I believe.
Disqualified.
Yeah,
right?
And I have a printout of it in that folder.
Did you ever see his class T-shirt?
Danny's?
Yeah, he tried to get Big Boss Man, and they misprinted it and it said Big Ross Man.
Yeah. Yeah. I didn't know about
that.
Yeah,
you talked to him. It was good stuff.
Yeah. Danny was just here, and then unfortunately I was out of town this weekend, so I missed
the Yellow Meanie. Damn.
Yeah.
Damn. Yellow Meanie.
Did he leave already? I'm assuming
he did. He's already in Atlanta. Okay. It doesn't really take that long.
See,
for him
and
him
I
to come.
Traded places because I had a layover there.
Yeah. Danny comes up here like sporadically, just takes a plane.
Yeah,
just
very
comes
random.
Up.
But he has like passes or something.
Yeah,
like
does he live in a good part of Atlanta? Because I've been to some dirty parts.
I've never been to.
I've seen a picture of his house outdoors. Mm-hmm. He has like he lives in like a nice neighborhood from what
that's
I could tell
doesn't
from the photo. But I've never been
doesn't
there.
Didn't he say that he lives close to like where the
he
house
in, like,
Crispin Law's house? Like where Crispin Waugh strangled his wife and kids or something.
Yeah, that's a good place.
Is that where he lives? Did you hear about that, Bobby?
Yeah, unfortunately, I did. That was.
It's just wrong.
Poor Crispin Waugh and the family.
It was a funny day, not a funny day, but it was a weird day.
That was a very strange moment.
Strangled wife and kid. Funny day.
It was one of the, but like the half part of it is like when you hear about when you know Crispin Waugh is a wrestler. You're like, well, I guess how else is he going to kill somebody with his bare hands? Since he's always like, my weapons are my hands.
That's true.
I'm like, damn it, Chris, why did you have to be like that?
He's better than multiple diving headbutts.
Oh, that would suck.
Death by headbutts.
Death by just smashing someone's face into you.
That's horrible.
Yeah, we shouldn't laugh about Chris Benoit.
You would never hear Chris Benoit's name on the show
like
again.
I was mesmerized with like that case for like 2 weeks.
Chris
though.
Benoit. Trust me.
I was like, this is interesting.
It captivated a nation.
It's very strange.
So, Bovi, what else have you been up to besides all the normal things? Is there anything like a show? Is there music? Is there something that like the world who doesn't know you
what
should
does,
know?
What does what, your world what revolve
they,
around?
What should people know when they leave the show that this is what Mike Bovi is?
Man, that's a bad question to ask. I don't know if anybody really wants that answer.
Well, you know, one thing it is for me, yeah. And it's something I've always known for a long time, is that you really love the redheads, man.
Yeah, I do. I guess that's fair.
That is the
is
one
that
thing.
Your type?
Yeah. Redheads. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Now, what do you think about the redheads that have, like, a lot of freckles that are, like, the gingers or whatever?
I dated one for 4 years.
Well, describe like, the, like, what is a good redhead, then, if we can break down? Not describing form, but, like, what is exactly... Okay, so, like, it has to have the pure red hair, right?
Yep. Natural, yeah.
Natural
not
red
not
hair.
Dyed.
Not, like,
yeah.
Hot Topic.
Yeah, no,
is
no,
Christina
not
Hendricks
crap.
Natural?
Yeah.
She
She's
is.
A natural, yeah.
Are you sure about that?
Yeah, she is.
That's good to hear. That's good to hear. No. Redhead, it's about it.
It can be
pretty
any,
simple.
Because you know what?
There's
pretty
simple. Like
because you know what? There's one redhead that I despise.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I can't.
Yeah.
There's some.
That's why I bring up the category of the gingers. Because I some people have a bad impression of the gingers.
Well, I have a really bad impression
really
of one
hit
ginger.
Or miss. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, and we understand that, and that's okay. Yeah. the ginger that's left unnamed.
But, yes.
No, I mean, ginger is nice. Yeah, that's about it. It doesn't take much to please me. Ball of yarn, stuff like that.
Yeah, well, that's okay. I have a type too. So.
Well, that's why I wanted to. I like
how certain people have like their little types.
I actually just wanted to bring up that fact just to talk about Christina Hendricks and how much I like Christina Hendricks as well.
Me
yes.
too.
Christina Hendricks is pretty awesome. I don't know if you're this, but the first time you've heard of Christina Hendricks was just a few minutes ago,
like 45
much, right?
minutes ago. Yeah.
Now, really?
Yeah.
Oh
like
my God.
Christina Hendricks.
I don't get out much.
Your world
I don't watch
like
TV.
Open.
Yeah, it's bad.
Now, yeah, like
I throw bowling balls a lot. That's it. Yeah, I know.
Have you seen The Big Lebowski?
Many, many times.
There you go. That's like my favorite director.
Many times.
That's what it's all about. I love the Big Lebowski. That's great. Is there a redhead in the Big Lebowski? There is a redhead in the Big Lebowski.
Yeah.
Julianne Moore.
And I actually go to sleep listening to Pins Fall Down like he does. No, I really don't. But.
And you fly on a carpet.
Yeah. I think Christina Hendricks is
some
like
nights.
Christina Hendricks is like the best looking redhead.
All right, let's break down. Wait, what are wait. Other what
Nikki
are,
Cox?
Nikki Cox.
Nikki Cox.
Nikki Cox, man.
I don't know, man.
Young
I would
Nikki
still
Cox.
I would pick Christina Hendricks.
Great.
Yeah. Sorry. Had to interject.
What about Jessica Rabbit?
But that's not a real person, but yes, it could be a real person.
But you know what? I get turned on by some animated characters, so.
And there's
you
nothing
know.
Wrong with Jessica Rabbit.
Yeah, I think she's pretty hot.
All right, let's go through the history of redheads, like the best redheads. Right now, okay.
Robin Hood, the fox. I'm into him.
He's not a redhead.
Is it a redhead? Yeah, he has like red fur. He's
yeah,
a
I'll
red
give you,
fox.
I'll give, all right, that's fair.
And I think he's
that's,
hot.
That's fair.
So he deserves to be on the list.
Fair enough. No.
All right, so yeah, Nikki Cox. I actually do watch, like at lunchtime, if I get a chance, I do watch Las Vegas. It's on every weekday at TNT.
And she's on that?
She's on that. She's
Once
on
again,
there
I don't
for
watch
six,
TV, so really.
She's on there for
you
6 years.
You don't really
years.
Need to watch it on TV. Can't you just Google them and like look at their pictures?
Yeah, but I don't, you know, I don't really browse the internet and I don't know. It's a very weird existence, so to speak.
Okay.
I'm not on the net like a lot of people are, and once again, it's, you know, consists of throwing bowling balls down a lane and touching balls a lot.
That's all you need to do, man. Sometimes once you find a thing you love,
touching balls,
just touch the ball, touch the fuck out of those balls, man.
You know?
Yeah, you just gotta touch the balls.
Especially if they get all greasy.
You know, Jack White's wife.
Nice awkward
is
silence.
Karen Eason, how do you?
Yeah, Jack White's wife, definitely.
She's
one of my heroes.
Never seen her.
I tried to show you, but the internet's dead.
Oh
that's what
gosh.
Happens if the internet just
what happens?
Didn't she say, Bobby, there's something's gonna happen on the internet, like, and then everyone's
She's
gonna
all
get
gonna
fucked.
Die.
Yeah, you know, and I like to make noise with putting things on the table.
That's
too.
Fine, man.
But yeah, you know, they're probably just gonna
describe this because I have no idea what like when you first mentioned it, I had no idea that was. But then I couldn't. If there's a way to end the world, it is this.
Sure, and it's funny you mentioned that, and we were talking about gingers and daywalkers and redheads. But one of my buddies who is a daywalker. I'll toss props out to J-Lo. He mentioned this to me. We always exchange info back and forth. But long and short of it, they're trying to, you know, basically block you from putting anything that's censored on the internet. I mean, not censored, but copyrighted. So if you have something that's copyrighted, they're going to, like, fine you and take away your internet privileges. And they're doing this over in Europe. So
how far are they?
Like, what type of stuff would you be posting? Like, if
pictures,
you...
music, anything that's copyrighted.
Well, I kind of like support that.
Well,
I just feel
I'm
like
not saying it's a bad thing. We're
no,
just,
I mean like, it depends on what you're using it for, actually. Because
well,
it,
sure,
I don't know if you just put.
But there's never a gray area.
Yeah,
there's,
I know.
You know, there's never. It's.
It's either one or the other.
Yeah, exactly, it's black and white.
Because I guess that is an interesting thing from like I guess Karen and I's perspective because we have. You know, we have shit that we make money off of.
Sure.
And there's...
I don't want somebody
And you wouldn't want an asshole
stuff.
Like me, you know, taking it and making money off of it.
As long as you're not making money off of it. See, that's what I mean. Like, it depends what it's for.
Sure.
Like, if you have it as your, like, I am icon or something, like, that doesn't make any money. It's just like, oh.
Yeah.
Because Lord knows
I'm... that illustration or something.
Yeah.
Because,
you know, everyone at home knows I'm using copyright material as we speak.
Yeah, that's true. Ha, ha, ha. We're actually disobeying
our
own
rule. Yeah, but see, I always found... But see, like, the thing is, it's money. If someone's making money, we're not making money off of this show yet.
Yeah, we haven't made
yet.
Any.
But the thing is, though, it's like, I feel that's
but
the drawing line.
The thing is also, we're talking over the song, so it's not like anyone can really strip it down and get that audio and, like...
But look what happens when I take away the music.
Yeah.
Now like, it just sounds
we
like...
We're just boring.
Crickets.
Like, hey, how are you doing?
All right, turn it back up.
Yeah,
yeah.
But
no,
the,
no
thing is, though, we're talking over the music, so it's like, I feel like it's just providing an environment. This is my cause to the gray area of this argument.
And even Smodcast uses it, too, you know, Kevin Smith's show.
But it's not like we're, like, giving away free music to be like, oh, here's a whole bunch of stuff you can download. But, you know, we're talking over it, so in a way, like, we're making it our own.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I guess that's a good
it's
way
It's just
to
an environment.
It.
So what would be the case?
Give props to them anyway.
If we're going to break this down here, like, I mean, what sides are you, like, Carolyn, so you're on the side or you're in the position of like, all right, let's take that copyright stuff off.
If something that you know is copyrighted, you probably shouldn't be using it.
Well, let's
in a way to make money, especially.
So that's the dividing line, right, is the making money?
Yeah.
Now, but yeah, there's a thing.
There's also, from a corporate perspective, from a branding perspective, I wouldn't, like, if I was the head of branding for Pepsi, I wouldn't want somebody taking my logo and effing with it, like, drawing over
though.
It. But, I mean, yeah, it would be funny or whatever, but, like, yeah, you just want
exposure.
You want to preserve the...
More exposure,
but you want to...
But you mean, defacing
yeah,
the logo?
Yeah, defacing it.
I understand,
like,
what you're saying.
You want to preserve the logo because so many people think that that is, like, the holy grail. Like,
I understand.
That
and see, that's a great situation because also, you know, with Windows 7 that came out, like, that was leaked. And then, you know, hearing interviews from the guys who, you know, who make Windows, they're like, oh, that's cool because you know what? That actually got more people to buy it.
Yeah.
But then here's where I think about it. I think with a major corporation, they can have a little leeway. But with the small independent guys who it's like it's their fucking bread and butter, what's all right. Because it's the same thing with comic books where a lot of comic books are getting leaked.
They're getting scanned.
Yeah, they're getting scanned and
then
put on the air. And
everyone reads them and no one buys them.
And then when this comes to independent publishers like me, Carolyn and I, yeah, then it's like, well, that's our income right there. They're they're taking that away from us. So for that perspective, there should be that line.
Yeah, but then they argue, well, like, oh, some hardcore fan did that for the love of the book and wanted to share it with all the fans. But if you love it so much, why don't you just spend a few dollars? It's not like comics cost that much anyway. It's not like you're, like, ripping off Adobe Photoshop or something.
Which is a great thing to do.
But, like, you know, most comics are, like, let's say under $10. They might even be worth $2. So it's like, come on, man, give up $2.
Now, all right, let's break this down. Like,
you want to read it.
So
that's fair.
Here's one side of it. They say that, like, if you know, having a leak of the, of, you know, of a product is supposedly supposed to get more people buying it.
Yeah.
Now, whenever you guys have happened to accidentally download something,
I didn't buy it.
did that not make you buy the album, or did you ever have a moment where you're like, fuck, I'm gonna buy the whole entire thing?
I'd say it's 50-50. It depends. You know?
I think truthfully, there's just a lot of crap out there, man.
Yeah, exactly.
And
if
it's just
crap, I'm not gonna buy it.
Yeah,
if it's good, I'll buy it.
And that's where, to me, that's the divine line. It's like I'd like to sample it. I guess that's why there's like 30-second samples
on iTunes.
On iTunes and stuff like that.
Yeah, speaking of all this legal stuff for like when I was at the retreat this past weekend, the AIJ leadership retreat in Chattanooga, Tennessee. So like Adobe gave this special presentation on all the new stuff that's coming out and stuff that you can do in CS5 and then this new secret project that's coming out. And I signed this like non-disclosure agreement, so I'm not allowed to talk about it.
Let's talk
about
it.
But just so you know. Just so you know,
that's all
fair. It was impressive. It was impressive, but it wasn't anything that I didn't see coming down the pike.
But see, this is my, to me, I don't know about you, but I find anything, or I don't know about you, Bovi, but I find anything where you're supposed to sign like a disclosure or something like that, or you're told not to talk about it, that's hype.
Yeah,
like that is
I was saying, I was preaching that the whole time.
And it's a beautiful thing, though.
It is a beautiful thing because they're going to like they're going to like what 130, 150 of the top design leaders in the United States, and you know damn well, all of us are going to talk to at least one person about it. Especially since they hyped it up to make it all secretive.
That's what you should do for the show. Just tell people not to, you know.
They made it all secretive and being like, oh my god,
don't let
the special breakfast
hosted. Don't listen to the show.
The special breakfast hosted by Adobe and everything. And like they actually paid for a majority of the conference, so like that's awesome that they're a cool sponsor. Yay, Adobe.
Sure.
Thumbs up. But like
Adobe.
But like at the same time, it's like, you know, you think that we're not supposed to talk about it, we're gonna talk about it if you hype it like that.
But that's what I love, like, this reverse psychology, man.
It is a reverse psychology.
It's like
interesting.
You make something seem dangerous, and then, or you make something seem rebellious, it will get people's attention. You know, that's good marketing. Or it's an interesting way of marketing in general.
It is very interesting. But then I wonder what they're really going to do to you if you tweet about it or something. Like, what are they going to do? Are they going to press charges if I talk about it?
I guess that's a question I have for Bovi. Like, Bovi, when you're hearing about this stuff about in Europe, how they're putting justice on the internet, basically. How are they, like, what, are they going to come to your house and, like, black bag you?
Well, I mean, that's what they should do, in my opinion. But, no.
You do an eye for an eye.
Yeah, exactly. I think you just lose your privileges and they take away.
But how do
that's
they do that?
Horrible.
How do you think?
That I couldn't tell you.
If you were to think of a way to shut down someone's internet at their
cut off
house,
their hands.
Would you? Yeah, you just cut off their hands.
That's a great
idea. Take out their eyeballs.
But that's
a great idea.
But that'd actually be pretty easy, though, right? Like, you just find their service provider.
Exactly.
And just like, all right, we're cutting them off.
Yeah,
but I'm sure they'll find another way.
No, you just blacklist the address or the person or the social security number.
That's
or,
so crazy.
But that's not really going to stop them from going to like Borders.
Yeah,
or,
then they're going to hang out at the creepy libraries and stuff.
Yeah, but that's when then you put little things in your wrist so people scan you. And, you know, that's what I'm talking about.
I don't even think it's worth it to like do all that copyright stuff if you just get thrown out like that.
Oh, I understand.
All right, but here's the reverse. What is the reason to do that? Like, what's a good reason to do that?
Because you can get away with it.
No. What's the reason to cut people off? But what is, like, not like the real reason they put out to, like, keep people safe. What is the profitable reason to cut people off of the internet? There has to be some reason beyond being like, oh, it's good for the environment and okay for you. But there must be some reason to be like, all right, if we cut this many people off, we'll be able to divide the
yeah, you can just make an elitist kind of thing.
Exactly, dude. That's fucking what exactly it is, man. All right, so this class here.
Sure.
That's what Adobe was doing as well. Yeah. Look who they're talking to.
Yeah.
That seems like almost like that's the way you make profit off of that. And then you can regulate.
Sure.
And then you break down prices. See all that shit? This is bullshit,
it's
man.
Discrimination
it's not
by prices.
But it's just like.
It's very smart business,
it's
actually.
It's this crazy business, man. You know what I mean?
They're putting their product on top of the mountain and making it unreachable to certain people.
Yeah,
it's
genius.
It's the same exact reason why, like,
I hate to sound like a dick, but yeah.
No, whatever, man. But it's weird because some people won't know that, and some people out there.
Some people out there think that anything on the internet is for free, which kind of pisses me off.
But also, like, in your sense about saying like you might be sounding like a dick, siding with this side or siding with that side, some people just don't know that like you're almost being. Created to be you're being, you know, like in what's that movie, Devil Wears Prada, how like
no nope,
well basically they said like
he's like my favorite
decisions from high above trickle down
sure
to affect like people who can
absolutely.
And can't spend,
of course.
So it's almost like the same with pricing of gas.
Absolutely.
It's like these people, this is where
anything
people,
else
yeah.
So it's basically like the Illuminati's taking over.
Yes.
Well, they already have. Too late.
Yeah, it's too late for that.
Anyways, everything's gonna end up like 12 monkeys.
Have you seen my Illuminati ring?
Are you serious?
No.
Oh. That is a badass ring though.
It's a 300 ring.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
No, it's not.
It says 300.
What?
Yeah.
What is that?
It's for bowling a 300.
Oh, cool. Shit.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
I have a ring from Pee Wee Herman that says purity inside of it.
Anything Pee Wee Herman kicks ass.
Hey, we saw Pee Wee Herman, like, live.
Really?
We went to L.A. for the distinctive
Was he
reason.
Touching himself?
No.
But
we went there for the reason only to see Pee Wee Herman and ended up being there for 2 weeks and... going to the Grand Canyon, going to Las Vegas, and hanging out, driving Route 66.
What was the magic word of the day?
Fun.
Okay.
Fun.
Yes, it was fun.
It was, right. But you know what's hilarious about that, too, is like, after...
Thank you. I love Paul Rubens. He's one of my heroes.
It was interesting. You mentioned, like, the fun, because afterwards, we were able to do, like, a Q&A with him,
mm-hmm.
and he was just, you know, on stage talking to the audience.
For, like, an hour and a half.
For an hour and a half. But even when he said, like, when he accidentally said fun and everyone yelled,
nice.
Yelled it out, he was like, okay. That's enough.
Because at that point, he transferred from, he wasn't Pee-wee during the Q&A. He was Paul Rubens during the Q&A in a Pee-wee outfit.
He should always be Pee-wee.
Just be Pee-wee. Hip-hop Pee-wee.
Always in character.
That's what I really liked about him is that, like, who exactly makes like a character like that?
Paul Rubens.
Actually,
yeah, he does.
Are you a fan of Kanye West?
No.
But you know of Kanye West?
Of course.
Well, I'm gonna let you finish.
I'm gonna let you finish. But like on his on his newest album, he was dressed up as Pee-wee. But
he was.
Yeah. Like
I
if you look
that.
At if you look at what he's wearing. Hold on for a second. Maybe I have it back here.
Maybe I'm a Kanye West fan now.
Yeah, like all of a sudden, he can probably get a whole bunch of fans if he like totally turns to like a black Pee-wee.
Yeah, I gotcha. Wow. Yeah, I don't know. I think he's already ruined him. You know, he's. I don't think he'll ever be big.
Who's that?
Kanye.
He will ever be big?
No.
No.
No. He peaked out. He screwed up.
Why? So. What is your opinion on Kanye?
Yeah, I mean, just you know, I really don't have one because I don't listen to his music and I just you know I just.
He's just there.
Other people say, and you know, other people don't think highly of him. So
that's crazy. Yeah. Like, I feel like for Kanye specifically, I'm split like in the middle of like people.
Like, I have, like, a lot, I have musical friends that, like, just swear by Kanye. They're like, he's, like, my hero, man. I know he could be an asshole, but if you look at, like, his work ethic, you know what I mean? There's that side, that side of him. And then there's other people that are just like, he's just, like, an asshole, man. South Park made fun of him. It's over. You know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly.
It was, like, that type of situation.
Yeah.
Like,
I don't like his music, and I mean, that's about it. So I don't really, yeah.
I guess that's a good reason not to like him.
Yeah, there you
go. You don't
go.
Like what he produces.
Yeah.
I mean, I think that's what it should come. It should come down to, like, when people were talking about Britney Spears, and, like, you know, like, oh my God, like, she's shaving her head and stuff like that. I'm like, I don't give a fuck, man. Like, she hasn't released music. She's a non-factor to me.
Yeah, she hasn't really done. Well, I did like that Circus song. I have to admit, I liked it. And you know, Toxic. That's a really good song.
I like that Threesome song she did. Three?
One, two, three.
Yeah. Actually, I really like the video, I should say. That was about it.
I don't know if I saw that video.
It's well worth watching.
I think I should watch it.
The video is actually, like, super simple. It's like her.
Yeah.
It's like her.
Her and, like, three other girls. Like, it's like it's a flat image.
Yep.
Like, it's flat, and it's just them dancing. Like, are they dancing, like, just on a pole or a stand? Or
so they're like, basically like strippers.
Pole dancing.
It's basically like that. Yeah.
Basically, it is.
It is. It's right down to it.
It's fantastic.
Bovi, weren't we close to seeing Britney Spears once, like, in the mall?
Didn't you guys, like, stalk
yeah,
her?
Yeah, that's right.
I remember that. That was like in night. No, we didn't stalk her.
Well,
what?
I mean,
you were hunting her down at the mall.
We did run after the limo.
That's not true. We happened
you
to be
ran
there.
Ran after
we
the limo.
To my recollection. I'm gonna put the belt on the line. To my recollection,
and it's not a dark show.
Yeah. To my recollection, Bovi and I, like, you know, we specifically, she was gonna be at Tyson's Corner.
Yep.
This is before she hit it big. So
exactly.
we weren't being trendy.
Yeah.
Or anything like that. And we're like,
before she hit it big, then how did you know about her?
Because she was at mid level. You know.
Yeah, but when she first came out, what was her song?
She had just gotten out of doing dark matches. I think she was vying for the European title at that point.
Yeah, wasn't like Hit Me Baby One More Time? Wasn't that like a big hit? And that was her first one or something. Her first.
Yeah,
single?
But do you classify that as big time? I mean, I thought she
her
head was big
time. Was this like when she was in the Mickey Mouse Club?
No.
That's just dirty. Come here, little girl.
That's back when she had talent, guys. Come on now.
Gross. So this is
what, all right. When did Britney Spears hit big?
When she did her first single was
when
Hit
she
Me
shaved
Baby
her
One
head.
More time.
Sorry, she shaved her head.
No, she had like the schoolgirl outfit. K-fed. I remember she had the schoolgirl outfit.
I did like the schoolgirl outfit.
All right, I guess so, but it wasn't like this massive phenomenon like she is
it
now.
It was just about to catch on.
Yeah, it was just about to catch on, and you know, we're like, cool, she's gonna be there at the mall. I called up Sanjay Dutt. Sanjay Dutt was too scared to do it.
Oh, he was.
Yeah, well, he was already booked, I think.
Yeah,
for that
he was
day.
Already he was already booked on that day. He was like, no, I got a match.
Yeah.
But we went to Tyson's Corner.
I think he was fighting Jordell, by the way.
Jordell. Well, should we go through this story? I think it's pretty. No, I don't think we talked about this story.
We haven't talked about it.
All right, so
tell us some stories. All right,
this is the only time. This is the only time I have ever been within 10 feet of Britney Spears, and probably will be the only time.
Only time
I'll be 10 feet from Britney Spears, unless I'm paying. Wait,
you're breathing her air.
Yes, exactly.
She was breathing our air.
This is yes, exactly.
Yeah,
that's what my mom said.
Thank you.
That's what my mom said. I was like, I'm gonna go see Britney Spears. Like, and I was like, it was something like, man, she was like, actually, she's going to go meet. She said something like motivating like that. No, she's going to be meeting you. So I'm like,
hell yeah. That's the attitude.
I was like a junior, I think, at this time.
Oh, my God.
I don't remember.
It was like 98. Yeah, this is 98. We're going to say it's 98.
Sure.
I'm going to say it's
98.
Yeah, and imagine high school Joe with his long black hair, wearing black shirts. His chain,
comic book shirt,
yep.
Jeans, and a chain going to meet Britney Spears. Oh my God.
Yep.
Damn it, world. Now I have to finish the story.
Damn it,
yeah, you really all do. Right.
So, all right, so this is from my perspective. Bovi, you can tell your perspective after me, I guess. All right, so my day starts. I already knew that Britney Spears was going to be in Tyson's Corner. Tyson's 2 the day before.
So who instigated this?
No,
was this Joe?
No, let me start. Let me
who do you
let
think?
Me, let me figure it out. Wait, it was, all right. No. No offense, Bovi, but this plan was supposed to be me and Ritesh. He's gonna deny it.
Yep.
He will deny it.
Well, we'll get him on the show and we'll see.
Yeah, he's gonna deny it, but it was our plan. He was the one who fucking told me about it.
Dude. Hey, it's cool. Remember, I'm like, the next best thing, yeah, baby.
but so like, yeah, so like, so we did like a whole day beforehand. We're all like, what are we gonna do? What are we gonna say about it? What should we do? And then he was like, yeah, I'm gonna do this. Yeah, blah 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 blah. It's gonna be nasty. Blah 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 blah. And then like, I was like, cool. All right, oh, wow. All right. I'll call you. I'll call you the next day, Tish, to pick you up. All right. Next day comes. Call up Tish. No, I'm not going that shit. Oh, I'm like, fuck you, Tish.
So he basically sissied out.
He did. And then, like, you know, his Matt Fedor, who was on the show as well.
Master M.
He was supposed to go with us.
M-Driver.
So I called up Master M after that. And he's like, nah. If Tish ain't going, I'm not going. And I was like, well, then.
I guess he was fighting Cordell at that point.
Yeah. I guess I got to count on my real friends. I called Bovey. And Bovey's like, hell yeah, I'm going.
That's real friendship.
Now, when we get there,
I'll go see Britney Spears. Yeah.
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 So,
yeah, I got it. Yeah.
I mean, come on. It's a high school dream come true.
So,
you know
what
I mean?
No, like,
I wasn't going, I wasn't going out with you yet.
Did you have a whole mission of how you're going to talk to her? Did you have it, like, all in your head, like, the whole, like, meeting of her before you met her?
It's going to sound really lame, but I was, like, on the message boards reading what other people have done for her. And then, like, and saying that, like, she's done stuff, like, in return.
Okay. No, really?
I gotta sacrifice my coolness now
tell
for the radio
it, because, show. You know, it's in high school,
I'm gonna tell it. But
good, let it all out.
But basically, yeah.
Come
so
on,
like,
Linus.
But basically, yeah, so, you know, I drew a whole lot back then. So I drew a picture of her, right? So I was like, cool, I'm gonna give her a drawing. And, like, you know, and so, like, yeah, so I brought that drawing with us, with Bovey and I, to go to Tyson's. But what blew my mind was, first, was when we
I
get
didn't
there.
I didn't know about the drawing.
I was
going to
give her something, but it was going to work out.
No. See, when I meet like, any celebrity or something, I don't want to be just, like, a flash in a pan, shake my hands, that's it. It's got to be something, you know what I mean? It's got to be, you're going to remember me. It doesn't matter if you're President Bush or, you know what I mean, or, I don't know, someone else.
Or Adam Sandler.
Yeah.
Someone else. At least put a name with it. The first one that came to my head was Adam Sandler.
I don't know. Jay Lethal.
So you don't care who you want to meet, but you want to make an impression on them.
Anyone. I need to make some sort of mark on anybody. You know what I mean? Like, those first impressions are important.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
They will remember that shit for the rest of their lives.
Damn right.
And so this is what happens. So Bovey and I are walking up. I have no idea what's going to happen. When we get to Macy's, the place is fucking packed,
yeah,
dude.
I mean, just,
It was packed. It was so...
She was a bigger star at that point than you thought.
Yeah, I had no idea.
Fair enough.
You guys always act like she was nothing. You're like, we saw her, like, just seeing her. Like,
yeah, she came over to the house, hung out with us.
Yeah. But, like, and back then, you know, we didn't know who she is.
Yeah, exactly. I had no clue.
Knew that she was a hot girl that was coming to the mall.
That's pretty much it.
Yep.
You know what I mean? And then...
Yep.
So then we go there, and we're staring, like...
But don't you know that there's other hot girls at the mall besides her?
Yeah, but she had a number one album.
Yeah, none of those girls had a number one album.
That's right.
That is true. She was the only one that year.
You know what's even great though, is that, like, so they had a limitation on how many people were online, or there was a time limitation,
yeah.
But it was so crowded, it's like, we couldn't even really see her. We just saw flash bulbs, and then there was, like, a sign, and all people are going, no.
That's
and then
crazy.
Suddenly she leaves.
Yep.
Oh my god.
Suddenly she leaves, and Bovey and I were like, "Well, fuck this. Let's get the hell out."
Yeah.
Of here. And then we go towards the car, and then there's a whole bunch of other. There's like a group of people like standing there, like, and we're like, "What's going on?" And then we turn around, and then there's like a limo that drives up, and then like Brittany like sticks her head out and like waves, and that's like 10-15 feet away from us, and then she drives away, and I got 3 pictures of that bitch.
Yep.
I got 3.
Did they come out good?
You can see her hand.
Can you tell that it's her?
You can see the tint on the window.
Can you tell that it's Britney Spears if someone were to not know it was her?
I don't know. I mean, Britney could have been like any blonde girl at that time.
She is just any blonde girl.
And then with that, she was gone.
So basically you saw like the Justin Bieber of your day.
Yes.
Yeah, you saw the Justin Bieber female version of your day.
And never again.
Justin Bieber's cuter.
Actually, he might be. I know he's more talented.
Are you a fan of Justin Bieber?
I sent Bovi the Justin Bieber video.
Yeah, now, that's how I know who he is now, is because you sent me that video. Yes.
And I only sent him it because I was asking if Bovi knew that people really dance like that at the bowling alley.
Yeah, that was great. And I think I responded something like, all the time. We're doing it right now. That was good stuff.
I think that Justin Bieber is more talented and his career is going to go further than Britney Spears. I'm going to go out there and predict that.
I couldn't name one song he sings, even after seeing that link you sent me.
Well, you're also not a 15-year-old girl.
So. Am I?
I hope not.
We don't know.
I don't know if you've been paying attention, but Carolyn has a thing for Justin Bieber.
Okay. No, it's not like a big thing.
It's okay to admit it, really. It's all right.
I have a small thing.
It's all right. And that's good.
We had a conversation in the car one time when she was lit, like, she was like, it just makes me happy, you know? Nothing wrong with that, you know? I mean, that's cool. Like, he sings a song like, what, Baby Baby?
Yeah.
But there'll be times.
No, I think I have heard that. Nice.
Yeah.
I sung that to Dawn Marie once. She didn't know it.
No. Is there so
so ask a question, Joe.
Me ask a question?
Yeah, I can tell you were trying to form a question.
It was either a question or I'm just gonna stumble through the rest of my. So
I think you were mesmerized by Britney Spears and you got a few shots of her.
Was that wasn't a question?
And then I think we were recapping the story.
That was it. That was the end of the story. I don't even know what Bovi and I did after that.
I honestly know what you could have done to like make her night memorable.
I think that was actually the last time I ever liked.
But they
Britney
threw
Spears.
Me in the cell for that last time I did that.
Yeah. Hey, Britney, check out this.
Yeah, zip.
She would remember you.
Present for you.
She would totally remember you.
Or not.
I don't know what you guys are laughing at.
That's okay.
Bovi and I just have our own little inside
joke. You guys,
joke.
You got that moment.
Yeah.
As Meatloaf says, 2 out of 3 ain't bad. Yeah, that was bad. Sorry.
So one of the things, Bovi, that I sort of been, what's sort of been missing since, what you've missed,
mm-hmm.
Fuck, I'm just fucking up all my words.
All right, it's all right. It's okay.
Let's start over. Well, was there any time, like I guess in the past couple years,
mm-hmm.
where you sort of just sort of tried to Google me.
Google you?
Yeah. Because I've Googled Mike Bovi.
Wow. No kidding.
But there's a lot. Apparently, there's a lot.
So I think there's like one person that's Googled me. And, you know.
Are you no, saying, no I guess,
I've actually never Googled anybody.
Really?
I've never Googled anybody.
Oh, man. That's the greatest thing about the internet, man.
Is the ability.
Oh.
Hold on.
Incoming message.
Oh. Something happened, guys. I think I'm taking over control
Hello?
Right now.
Hey.
Hey, I'm on the parkway. I'll be there in a couple minutes.
Whoa.
All right.
Whoa.
All right, I'll catch you then.
Does James know that Bovi's going to be here?
Unbelievable.
Yeah, I think he does know. Did you like that?
To submit to these posse, we'll be together again.
Wow.
Reuniting for the first time.
I like how we're getting this, whoa. Like,
I wonder if the rest of the show is going to make it until James gets here.
I don't know.
It's going to be a little bit.
Hey, if not, you can always listen next week.
Man, you missed out. Yeah, you missed out on crazy James years, man.
Yeah, I know. And you missed out on some crazy movie years, too.
That's true. I hung out with you once at that time.
Yeah.
I don't remember it, though.
Do you remember when I rolled around on your driveway and got my white t-shirt all black because I drank like 240s? Yeah.
Wow.
I think Joe was really pissed that night because we all got hammered. And
no, but see, I've been pissed off at every one of us at one point.
It was
well
deserved. I wasn't trying to demean you. I was
yeah,
just
but
saying.
You did not vomit on my living room floor like Huzzer did.
No.
Oh yeah,
I know
that.
Better than that.
And then Joe's mom was like, "Oh, he might die. He might die." Like, and then she was like, "Don't just leave him like that." Not like oh, and she, you know, she's a nurse, so she knows how to take
exactly.
care of people.
Yeah, yeah.
But whereas like Huzzer was just like stomach down, like throwing up. throwing up on the floor and himself. And we were just laughing at him.
That is awesome. Wow.
We're great friends, aren't we?
That's and, like, awesome.
But, like, she was taking care of him. That was an interesting moment.
That's great.
But, yeah, like, it's interesting to know that he did that and how he is now, and it's just funny.
Here's the truth, though, Bovi. I think when you're going through your crazy years, I think all of us are really going through our crazy years, man.
Yeah.
It was just a...
My crazier years are right now.
Those are just... That's just
lucky.
The times, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. Oh, like I said, I wasn't trying to take anything away from it. I was just, you know, mentioning the fact.
I think it makes for a good story.
Absolutely.
I think those are things that sort of you sort of need in a way.
Of course.
You mean you need that.
Trust me. I needed it very much.
You needed to roll around on the driveway and make yourself black.
Yeah, it was
like you pretty
much
needed to like put on a minstrel show.
Yeah, yeah, it was interesting.
Trying to remember further back Bovi memories. I remember James and I were at a party in someone's house, and he got mad about Booker T losing the belt. Something like that.
Awesome. I'd get mad about Booker T losing the belt too.
What ended up with that? Where did the anger go toward?
Yeah, whose party was this? Was I there?
Yeah, you were there because you're the one who told him.
James
tells a story like this. Like, you're watching Thunder, and then
awesome.
All of a sudden you yell out to James, Booker T lost the belt. And then James had a bottle in his hand. He like slams on the table like, God damn it.
I think I do remember that, actually. That's great. Oh, my goodness.
We remember so much, man.
You remember Alcoholica? Where your dad whooped my ass in a drinking game? We poured out like an equal sized drink, and I got through half of it, and he already downed it.
Oh, that's my dad, man. Yeah. My dad's had probably crazier times in the Philippines.
Oh yeah.
Oh, it's the end of our show already.
Yeah, but you know, James at least got to appear via phone.
Yes. So
is it via or via?
I don't know. Tomato, tomato.
Yeah.
Well, I guess. Okay. Well, everyone at least should tune in for next week when you get to see the reuniting.
Yes.
Right? The reuniting of the Submit to These Posse.
Yes.
Real quick, let's describe, Bovi, what the Submit to These Posse really was, if you could, in under 30 seconds.
It was all about these!
And that's what you're going to find out next week. You're going to find out, hopefully you get to find out what these mean.
you'll find out.
You'll find out.
It's going to be monumental.
It's going to be a monumental show. My name is Joe.
And I'm Carolyn.
Bovi.
Mike, the next best thing, Bovi. Thanks for having me on, guys. I appreciate it.
Catch y'all next week. I hope you enjoyed the show.
See ya.
See ya. Blood, blood, gallons of the stuff. I gave you all that you can drink, and it has never been enough. I gave you blood, blood, blood.